This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris with Morning Devotions. I'm sure like me, you've said, I'm really glad I live in Australia. There's a world we live in of wars and terrorist attacks, bomb threats and shootings. And we see this sort of stuff on the TV news. It's happening in other countries. Now, we do have, of course, our share of tragic events in our towns and cities. Hopefully that won't happen too often. But the question remains, how would I react to a tragedy in my own street or city? Thank God for our police force who know what to do, and many of us are not equipped to respond like they are. But, and this is such a complex issue, isn't it? And I don't think there are easy solutions here. And this becomes all the more personal when someone we love dies unexpectedly, and there it is, a tragedy. And we may hear of events thousands of kilometres away and still feel affected. It was Guy Winch, the psychologist, and he's the author of Emotional First Aid. And he says it's not unusual to have a powerful emotional response to these kinds of events. He says it's common for the emotional reverberations to last 2 weeks or even more. And maybe you've felt that way. You've been shocked but looking at something on the news. And so we ask, why does this have to happen, particularly to innocent people who don't deserve it? Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm not sure of the answer myself, but when bad things happen, we're shaken in our confidence because though we understand how this happens in theory, we don't always understand how it can happen to us personally. It suddenly becomes very personal, doesn't it? But here's the point I want to make today. No one escapes suffering or death. Now, people all over the world suffer, Christians included, and sometimes people say, why would God allow this to happen to me? Well, the question is another question. Why wouldn't he? A respected Christian teacher said Jesus is not the bridge over troubled waters, but he'll pull you through. He'll pull you through the troubled waters if you can stand the tow. Well, it's worth thinking about when you think of the things that you've faced in your life, and perhaps you've had a lot of hardships that have confronted you, and the times that you've prayed for God to change the situation you're in. You know, God, end this, take it away. Lord, will you rescue me? How many times has he actually answered the prayer in the way that you have actually voiced it or worded that prayer? All you can do in those situations is hang on to your faith in a loving God, even though we don't understand it. Christian leader in America, Rick Warren, and his wife faced their own personal tragedy when their son committed suicide. And it was a terrible time. And Rick Warren sent this tweet out to those who were following him. He said, in deep pain, people don't need logic. They don't need advice, encouragement, or even the scripture. They just need you, he said, to show up and shut up. Well, there it is, helping people through their own particular tragedies. And when we encounter others who are in pain, we may not know what to do. We may not know what to say, how to comfort them. And so we say things that are really, in an awkward moment, less helpful, really. And when we do that, we do actually always try to do our best, but it doesn't come across that way. I'm sure you'll find someone new, you might say to someone who's lost their wife or husband. God must have needed an angel in heaven, we say. A child or baby has died. God works all things together for good. Everything happens for a reason. These are some of these trite sayings that come out when we don't know what to say, and we're better off saying nothing. Perhaps the most unusual story in the scripture about this is Job. You can read about it in the Old Testament. The man who had it all and then lost it all. And his friends came over to his house, or what was left of the house anyway, and they sat in silence with this man, Job, for 7 days. Now, that's a great thing, actually. Very good. But then they opened their mouths, and that was bad. One of them said, have honest people ever been completely destroyed? Listen, Job, you reap what you sow. What wrong have you done to cause all of this? And so on it went. And so here we have Job, and we can read it, his response. A man's friend should love him when his hope is gone. They should be faithful to him, even if he stops showing respect to the Mighty One. I want to take this a bit further tomorrow. Dear Lord, we don't know what to do when tragedy strikes. Lord, we just want to hang on and say, despite it all, I believe in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.